Schumacher in, and Faulkner picks up a boundary to win the game. Down a fine leg. It was fallen on leg stump, and he helped it on its way. And James Faulkner does it again with able assistance from Brad Haddin. Australia win by 4 wickets with 6 balls to spare.
Yep, it's amazing. And when you do it once or twice, you get the belief that you can do it all the time. And that's what Faulkner seems to have. He's, you know, it's almost like he's, I'm going to find a way to get Australia home. But you're quite right, Haddin played his part. He hit a couple of boundaries that sort of opened the floodgates at the end when Faulkner was struggling. Terrific game of cricket in the end. If India had put a bit more pressure on in those middle overs and tried to take some wickets instead of just totally going the containment route, they might have had a bit more success. But in the end, the innings of Finch was good enough to get Australia home, and that was in addition to the bowling of Stark, who once again set things up with a bag of six.
Yeah, and it was during that middle part of the innings when you and I were on, Ian, and Rick, thanks to Hardy's Wine, told me overs 23-33 went for 62 runs for no wickets, including 2 from Reiner that cost 24. Wides played a big part in this game. India responsible for 10, Australia for 15 and 1 no ball. That's something that Australia will want to be looking at. They went for double figure wides in the game one as well, 10 and 1 no ball again. But again, it just got down to that, the cruising and rolling of the game in the middle overs there that cost India so dearly. Perhaps a small concern with the middle order for Australia, or dare I say they have so much faith in everyone batting down the list. Stark comes in late. He can score. He can score quickly as well. Bailey at the top, under a little bit of pressure, just 5 from 11. The big show, 28 from 23. Just when you think he's about to get you over the line, he gets out. Haddin again, although he's not scored big runs, he just chips in with his 10 and 20 and a better than run a ball. And that man, Faulkner, surely his nickname's got to be the closer. Who was it, Harvey Keitel? He was a cleaner in a movie. Well, we're going to call Faulkner the closer.